America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. P1 Harley is in after his hungover... I would imagine hungover. His Falcons won last night. Big win. He's in on the YouTube chat with a...
How do you like me now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How about that? Falcons fan. We got one diehard Falcons fan out there, and I love it. He was loving every minute of that game last night.
Well, we also had a Bucks fan that was trying to blame me for that loss.
He was. He was attempting.
He wanted to.
You wanted to spread the line on the Bucks last night, and you decided to stay away.
Boy.
And that was a flip-flop of, I would have won that bet. Well, boy, am I glad I didn't gamble on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night.
Which, by the way, gear up, half hour. Got three losers for you.
Here I go, signing up for another losing weekend.
Here's the situation.
We suck. That's it. I threw out at the end of the last hour, who are you rooting for, Beaver fans? And I loved it. First two texts that come in, Spartans baby, FTD, yeah. Followed up immediately by I'm rooting for Michigan State to lose as a Beaver fan. That's who I'm rooting for. I'm not rooting for the Ducks. I'm rooting for Michigan State to lose by 1 million points. That essentially means you're rooting for the Ducks.
It's not, though.
You are. You want them
he
to
just
lose.
He wants them to lose.
Then that means you're rooting for the other team
He's
to win.
He's not rooting for them to win. He just wants the other team to
you
lose.
You fence sitters.
You
okay.
Don't think you can root
Come
for
in,
a team to
wade
lose?
Wade into the waters for one day, man. It feels warm in here.
I think you can root
Come
for...
Come be B1G, baby.
Look, I need the Steelers to lose this week, and I have a $50 bet that I'm going to lose. I'm rooting for the Cowboys to lose... Not for the Steelers to win.
Not for the Steelers to
win. I think those can be mutually exclusive.
I don't know. I think you guys are trying to thread too much of a needle right now. And no, the meteor, you cannot root for a meteor. You have to play the game. Damn it, play the game. Let's get to the NFL Pressure Cooker. Award-winning segment. This is up for multiple macaroni awards.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're telling me behind the scenes.
Macaroni?
The macaronis are calling us, and they want us to...
Marconis are no more.
No. This is a more prestigious award in radio. The macaronis want this segment as a candidate for their segment of the year.
Okay.
So, if you're new to the NFL Pressure Cooker, who is under the most pressure? You can go teams. You go coaches. You go players.
Yeah.
Then you throw them into the pressure cooker. We let it cook for 36 hours to 48 hours until we're sitting around on Sunday morning. And then you have a delicious meal of all these pressure cooked ingredients. And who's under the most pressure this weekend?
I got a couple Instapots that are about to beat. Okay.
Ready to go?
I'm starting with the obvious one in London.
Yeah.
I mean, this.
Now, do you go team, coach, quarterback? Who is it? All of the above? Just one of them?
I think it's the coach.
I think I agree with you there.
I think it's Salah.
I think it's Salah more than the team because the team can drop to 2 and 3. But somebody takes the place of him, and then maybe vibes change a little bit.
Nathaniel Hackett's got a great head coaching record, so I think we should give him that job.
Yeah. I'm going to go with just the general Ravens-Bengals game. The Bengals cannot drop to 1-4. They will be cooked if they drop to 1-4. And conversely, on the other side, this is a divisional game, and the Ravens would be 2-3 if they lost.
Depending on what happens in that Pittsburgh game, you might be... What would that be, 3 games out of first place if you lose this one and the Steelers win?
It's a massive game for both teams. It's a good game on paper. I think this is the pressure cooker for Deshaun. I think this is the week.
Is the week it matters?
I do. I think if they lose and they continue to look how they look and he plays poorly. Because I love that, by the way. The narrative somehow was that, he actually played well against the Raiders.
No.
He didn't throw the football on their final 4th-and-3 play.
Yes.
Didn't throw it.
No.
So I'm going Deshaun Watson, pressure cooker. They lose and they look bad. He's going to get benched. I don't care what he's getting paid. I think Stefanski will have no choice. And it's got to be a pressure cooker for Doug Peterson. He goes 0-5. I don't know how he survives.
Lost the locker room already.
He says he doesn't.
Trying to claim he didn't.
He dropped to 0-5 against Anthony Richardson or Flacco. I don't know how he doesn't get fired.
All right. What ingredients are you throwing in, Swag?
I'm looking at that game, too. I think it's on both the quarter. Well, Anthony Richardson, if he plays, all the pressure's on him.
The backup showed what he could do last week.
Flacco looked like a pro. Now, he can't run around, obviously, if you're going to go to him. But he was a pro, and he took control of the offense, and he guided that team and made stuff happen. If Richardson plays... He's got to look like he's in full control and not running around like making it up.
Mm.
I think it's the same for Lawrence. I know Peterson's in the pressure cooker, but Lawrence at some point has to do the same thing and take the reins and just will his team to get a victory.
Imagine
they're at
0-5 start for the Jags if they lose this weekend. 0-5.
He starts to get labeled at that. There's no more, he had a bad coach here or he had this or didn't have that. I think it's on...
He's missing some bad throws. Throws that you just don't miss.
Urban Meyer's been gone for a while now.
Which team is regretting their quarterback contract more, the Jags or the Dolphins?
I think the Dolphins just because don't have their...
Meteor? Can I vote Meteor on that one?
I don't know.
They can't keep him on the field. They can't
the
keep
other
him
one's
healthy.
On the field and he can't do anything.
They can't win a game. They're 0-4. Yeah, I mean, I would probably go Miami just because of the concussions, but...
Dude, they just are starting those contracts.
Yeah, but at least you might be able to move Lawrence. Somebody thinks some coach with a massive ego.
You think a team's taking that contract if
this
continues?
Always coaches with massive egos, offensive gurus.
Yeah, Lions took off. I mean, if you could get rid of that, the Eagles eventually traded the Wentz contract.
You can't move Tua if he can't be on the field.
Swag, yeah. I don't disagree with that point. And your golf point, okay, fair. How much was Goff making at that point when he got traded? Lawrence is going to make like 50-some million dollars a year.
Yeah. I mean, the contracts have risen exponentially
in
the last decade.
Offensive guru coaches' egos know no bounds. They will look at it.
Okay, then find the team. What team needs a quarterback that has an offensive ego?
That would be Cleveland.
So Cleveland's going to pay Deshaun the next 2 years and bring in Lawrence?
I would do career earnings.
They can't get rid of Deshaun.
Yeah,
he was making at the end of that deal the carryover. It was basically 30.
Yeah, it was
30-ish million dollars,
which was high in the moment. We need to be fair there. It's a little context. It was like, whoa, they're going to take it on.
It
okay.
was so his the year he was traded, the Rams picked up $2.5 million of his salary to pay him, and the Lions paid him 25.5 basically and some change. So
Lawrence
he was around 30.
55,
and he's going to make 55. Yeah.
And has it even started yet? I think he's got another year.
Let me look that up, too. Now, the salary cap has risen, but that's a valid point on trading contracts. This one is much bigger. His extension is not kicked in yet. His big pay bump, his cap hit is, not even that has risen that much either. It doesn't even really kick in until another 2 years. His cap hit jumps up to $35 million in 2 years.
Is it the Rams? Is it McVay?
Could be the Rams.
Because their backup's Garoppolo.
Could be Daboll.
With an older Stafford, could be. I mean, I don't think they're going to trade him this season, but...
You want that?
I'm just... If
is Brian Daboll even going to be in New York next year?
That's the bigger question.
Is he going to have a job?
Is the NFL pressure cooker for everybody?
It's the thing is everybody included. I mean, can I throw a random one at you?
It's McCarthy. I think this is the week. I think if they go out and the Cowboys stink it up in Pittsburgh, I think Jarrah might feel enough heat where he's got to do something.
Come, he landed a helicopter on the practice field. I don't think there's any heat for him.
No.
He's making money, man.
Well, there's not heat for him in his job, but I think...
Why would he fire him?
I mean, he should have fired him after the playoffs.
Yes. Well, why would he fire him five games into the year?
That was the time to do it. Remember when they were embarrassed at home in the playoffs in the wild card round?
Yeah, the last coach they fired in season. Can you remember that?
Oh, God.
I'm just curious.
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know.
I don't think it was Garrett.
No.
Was it Campo?
God. Who knows?
It's not something that, to that point, though. It's not something they do
he
regularly.
Does, but I think...
Do you miss that team?
God, no.
Yeah,
it's so much fun watching it from
that
afar.
Era.
Now I'm not invested. A mess.
I'm going to throw a random one at you for this weekend. We have not really talked much about them at all, and sure. I think they're going to get blown out this weekend. I might even spread the line on the game. What are the Cardinals doing? They have their franchise quarterback back. They had, you know, Jonathan Gannon had fire in his gut last year.
You have fire in your gut? Yeah,
and they were terrible, and everybody said, well, it's because he didn't have a quarterback, and that's fair. Kyler Murray was out. Did he miss all the season or come back and play a couple of games? Can't remember, but missed the vast majority of the year at least. Like, this was, hey, the Cardinals, look at that. Come out, look good in week one, where you just eke out, you know, okay, the Bills edge you at the end, but you played well. Blow out the Rams in week two, and it's like, oh, look at this. Well, Kyler's playing great.
That was also the day the Rams quite literally came apart.
Yes.
Puka wouldn't play.
Nobody
Cooper
played.
Left. Like, they got injured. That was the game they became injured.
In the last 2 weeks, at home, they've been outscored a combined 62-27 in losses to the Lions and then a 30-point drubbing at the hand of the Commanders. They could fall to 1-4 this weekend. I mean, their season is, I would argue, already over if you lose this weekend, which I think that they will. It's definitely over at 1-4 in that division. Nobody really talks about them because they're kind of an irrelevant franchise, but that's one that I like. Talk about quarterbacks in their contract. What's Kyler Murray?
Well,
is that
yeah.
your franchise quarterback? Do you go draft a guy next offseason in the draft if your season continues this direction? They deserve a little more spotlight for a team that was a trendy pick for some in the offseason. Disastrous start to the year.
We don't do this with other positions very often. We do it at quarterback. We love to talk about Jaden Daniels. He's the talk of the draft. You know, everything we thought Caleb is what Jaden is, right? That's what we do.
Because you're a singular player at a singular position that touches the ball on every
play. Do you want to know a dirty secret? Malik Nabers has been far and away better than Marvin Harrison Jr., and he's got a worse quarterback.
Yes.
And I'm not saying this is Harrison Jr.'s fault or that I'm out on him. I find it interesting. We do this game with quarterbacks. We don't largely do it with other positional players. Nabers with Janiel Dones is catching 8 to 10 balls a game.
That he is.
Making an impact. Janiel Dones.
He's getting he's set the record for the most targets by a rookie in his first four games.
He looks awesome.
Harrison had the start to the Rams game, which was great, 2 TDs. Outside of that, he wasn't targeted very much at all against Buffalo. That became a narrative after week one. And last week, he got looked at in the first half, had no looks in the second half. So either this is a Kyler problem, a chemistry problem, but it's just that was the generational can't-miss receiver of the group. Nabers off to a quicker start in his career. So I'm with you. The Cardinals are a good one because they've got a lot of questions.
You kind of do all of them, encompassing the coach, the quarterback, the star wide receiver, to your point. Like, they're on the road in San Francisco this weekend. Good luck there. So that's one. Any final candidates? We get all of our ingredients into the pressure cooker? Are we feeling good about that?
I think most of them are in there. Like Dolphins, they suck and they lose.
Patriots, nobody cares.
I am interested to see what the Texans do against the Bills.
Texans are an interesting one.
They haven't been winning very pretty.
Nope, they got blown out by the Vikings a couple weeks ago.
Nico is having the best year of all the receivers in the NFL, and I love me some Justin Jefferson. I still think he's wide receiver one, but Nico Collins is up here making an argument that he's probably the second best receiver in the NFL right now. But they've just looked a little weird. The defense not exactly hitting the way we thought. Should have lost last week to the Jags. Buffalo coming into town in desperation mode because they just got embarrassed. That's a good game on paper.
Really good game on paper. Excited for it. There is your award-winning NFL pressure cooker every single Friday. What is the best bet of the weekend of the Northwest schools? And no, Meteor is not an option. Who do you pick? We'll get to those coming up next. And then the Spring in the Line is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Get your free, fake sponsors in, 503-864-6326. We're back after this on 1080 The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, welcome back in, 8:20. Hope your Friday mornings are going great.
I am starving.
Happy game day, Duck fans. I am, too. I got to go get something to eat after the show.
I do, too.
I needed a good pounding
today.
Yeah,
you got to go straight down.
Yeah, I'm going to hang around for a bit, probably get a coffee, grab some breakfast, and then show starts at 2, so I'll probably head down in an hour or two after
you
wanna the
show. You want to get breakfast together?
Yeah, let's go get breakfast. What are you guys doing after the show?
I need a good omelet.
You guys want to go get an omelet, a breakfast burrito?
I am headed straight over to Pilots practice.
Oh, got
to
go. Pilots practice. Big day today. When's the first game?
Wednesday, November 6th, against the mighty Pioneers of Lewis and Clark.
So why do you got to go to Pilot
practice? Hey. They're no longer the Pioneers.
Yeah, what did we change to?
They haven't voted yet.
I don't think they voted yet, but they're no longer the Pioneers.
Ditch the Pios.
Okay.
It's offensive. Can't be a Pioneer. Well, Spring Line coming up in 10 minutes, so get your fake sponsors in. Good ones rolling in today. The fake sponsors are filled up. We'll get to as many of them as we possibly can.
You'd rather go watch Pilot practice over a month out of their season
than get a breakfast burrito with your boys? Come on, man.
I haven't been...
What are you going to learn today?
You learn a lot.
You go every day.
I go 2 times a week, and I didn't go on. They've got a team scrimmage on Saturday.
Scrimmage is better than a practice. You see those layup lines?
Friday's the get after it. I don't go to the defensive drills practice.
That's the get after it day?
Told me, ah.
Are they doing the three-man weave? Do they do the three-man weave? I remember the three-man weave.
I wanted to teach my team, my sixth-grade girls team last year that I coached. I wanted to teach them the three-man weave because actually sixth grade was when we started doing it.
Yeah, three-man weave was fun.
But I had some players that didn't play basketball and like don't care. They just play to play. Yeah. And so it was like, how long of my 1 hour practice am I going to have to spend teaching them the proper way to do the three-man weave?
That's like 3 weeks of practice probably before you execute it to the point where you can actually do it before the game.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Nobody does the three-man weave in a game.
No.
You ever
seen
a three-man weave done in a game?
I have not, Bob.
Some team needs to go on a 3-0 run break, like a breakout.
And do the three-man weave.
And do a three-man weave. What did we practice that for?
Like, that's a really good point. Moving and passing. Passing and moving.
One of the more irrelevant drills of my basketball life was the three-man weave. Never do it in a game.
Never. Never do it in a game. Layup line, at least you're going to have a layup or two probably throughout the course of a game.
Side out.
Yeah.
Baseline out. Like, there's so many more beneficial things to spend your time on than teaching kids the three-man weave.
We did have a spontaneous Friday mail sack question as well, if you want to help out. One of our P1s looking for a good name for a first and second grade volleyball team. He's got to name his first or second grade volleyball team.
Is it a combo, or are you saying a first and second grade, or
The text says good name for a first, second grade volleyball team.
So it's a combination.
I'm assuming a combo there.
It's a poo-poo platter.
And I'm going to respond Little Spikers, but if you have anything that comes to mind, go ahead and help.
Well, some people get offended by this because they're religious. The Spiking Demons is right there.
The Spiking Demons?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you got that.
That's not bad. All right. Listeners can help them out at the Vancouver Ford text line. We'll see what we can come up with. The answer is not Meteor. You cannot answer Meteor. And the poll question was up last night. Who are you rooting for tonight, Oregon State fan? I applaud your lack of pettiness, Sprague. You are not in the same line as me, because I will always root against my old coaches, even though it's not really relevant and it doesn't really matter that much and they can't hurt you anymore. But when they move on, I do root for them to lose in every single game. And it's been funny to read some of the responses that have come in on this. You know, one of our P1s, Gus, said basically, if you wanted to root for Meteor, and I was like, no, you can't root for Meteor. You got to pick a side. And he said, okay, then fine. Then I am going to root for Michigan State, because if somehow they won, the amount of whining and skies falling from Duck fan would be entertaining. And that you are not wrong on.
God, if you guys lost this
game. If Oregon is to lose the game tonight,
this is one of the worst losses in your program's history.
Would be falling heading into the biggest week of your season that everybody has circled all year, and all the air would be out of the balloon going into the game. But I am genuinely curious. It's a unique example of an Oregon game where there's a lot of Oregon State interest in this, and I'm fascinated to see how much orange shows up in the stands tonight.
Well, I'm going to push back on you there. I know you're playing the game of who you root for, not root for. I'm going to push back. Is there a lot of interest for Oregon State? I think they hate Jonathan Smith and they don't like Oregon.
I think hate watching is as strong of an emotional tie as love watching.
Really?
Without a doubt.
That's that I hate to lose more than I love to win theory, and I've never bought that.
I haven't either as a fan, but the hate watch community, and I am myself a hate watcher from time to time of different teams and athletes, hate watching is a very strong currency.
I mean, we've established this. You're going woke this weekend. You're choosing to bypass the Coke.
I am.
So we know that the petty is strong in you.
I'm non-binary this weekend, baby.
I love that. You know, I think more people are probably going to root against Jonathan. Now, like, when you say root for Oregon, you're just representing that incorrectly. They're not clapping and jumping up and down in their living room.
I think you should.
If Oregon scores their fourth touchdown in the first quarter.
Give them one of these. I think this is you at Autzen Stadium tonight. That's what you got to sound like.
They're getting a good cackle. Like,
they're sitting with arms folded, leaning back, and like... Yeah, take that.
How would you feel if after an Oregon touchdown, the band played the Oregon State fight song?
That would actually be hilarious.
That would be funny.
I think you'd
just hit him with one of these. It's like 35-0 in the second quarter. They give him one of these after the touchdown. I mean, that'd be pretty good, right?
You want to get into the good graces of Beaver fan?
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That's a hell of a little, you know, offering. Okay. Hey, come be a friend with us tonight. Playing the Oregon State fight song. One, I think you're bringing up a good point that I had never thought about. Why don't they troll more with the band?
They really should.
There should be more trolling. Yeah. More like make this
call
fun.
The Stanford band and take some lessons, because they were they actually got into trouble with some of the stuff they would play.
This is something that I think would get them into trouble if they played the Oregon State fight song. How many Duck fans would be very confused and not understand what was happening?
I would hope most people could figure out the inside joke there. Like, I would hope you could connect the
dots. The band starts, yeah. A Duck guy's like, clap, da, da, da.
Wait, that's not right.
Right as Sparty's running onto the field. they
take the field, that would be pretty good, too, to play the Oregon State fight song.
I'm going to put that up as a poll question. Should the Oregon band play the Oregon State fight song when Michigan State takes the field?
I mean, the only other better troll that you can have tonight for our in-state brethren
is... You guys wore orange once. Why can't you just do another thing for Oregon State?
We lost to Colorado in those uniforms. That was fun. Is if up big in the second half, they have like a 4th and 2 from the 37-yard line, and they elect to call a fake field goal.
Okay.
With Atticus Happington.
And
he runs it. What if he gained 20 yards on the play, too? Jonathan Smith's like, see, I told you. The play works. Called the same exact play. Game's not in question. You got to wait for a moment like that. But that, I mean, Lanning's not going to do that. I actually think he respects Jonathan Smith.
I think he likes him a lot.
They have a good relationship. Yeah. So he's not going to do that. But of all the trolling things you could do, Oregon State fight song and running Atticus Happington on a fake field goal or like a PAT.
Yeah.
It's 38-7. You call a PAT. You know, fake PAT, flip it to him, see if he can run one in. Have him point at Jonathan Smith after he scores. I got you, coach.
Which one would piss you off more if you're Jonathan Smith? The fight song as you come out?
No, the fake field goal.
You think the fake field goal would piss you off more tonight?
Yeah. Especially because if he scores.
Because that was orchestrated by the coaches. If the band plays that, that's just whatever. They're having fun.
Would Smith hear the band?
Probably not.
People always think, like, you hear that. No, you get down there. You're in a zone. You can block things out easily.
Somebody texting in, hate watching is a good thing. I would rather watch the Cowboys lose than the Niners win almost any day of the week. And when the Niners beat the Cowboys, it's pure bliss. I'm assuming it's a Niner fan.
I mean, I'll tell you,
so you'd rather
fan.
Watch his rival lose and watch his team win. I can't go there as a fan.
I always want my team to win more than I want a team to lose, but watching the Cowboys lose as a fellow Niner fan is certainly the one that pushes those limits the most for me.
4th down chainsaws getting text in. No, 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 no.
Just a random one.
What was that? Second quarter? Was that a chainsaw? Did we hear a chainsaw there?
I'll put this up as a poll. Which way should the Ducks troll Jonathan Smith coming back to the state of Oregon, playing the Oregon State fight song, Michigan State takes the field, or running Atticus Happington 30 yards out on 4th down.
Somebody texting in, Ole Miss trolled Cam Newton when they played him by playing Son of a Preacher Man when his dad got busted for taking the $500,000 or whatever it was.
I'm a son of a preacher man as he's taking the field.
So you got to be smart here. You got to be petty. There's not going to be a lot of it tonight, but it would be funny if they pulled something like this off.
The field goal one hurts the most, I think. For me, because I have the flashback of them losing that game that
you
they should have
won.
That
game
that's orchestrated by the coaches. Yeah. There was thought put into
that.
Well,
also that there's a lot of rumor mill stuff that was around the time that contracts were starting to be talked about.
Yeah,
because
I
think Oregon was just a few weeks after that game.
So that was a later in the season game, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so you play that game, like these negotiations don't get done in a week. John Smith didn't talk to Michigan, or his agent didn't talk to Michigan State the week of Civil War.
No.
That started a couple weeks prior.
Yeah, if the band plays the fight song, that's just some good collegiate...
That's just fun.
Sparring fun.
Just fun, man. It's fun. What's your best bet of the weekend in the Northwest? Ducks -23.5, Beavers -11, Huskies -1.5. Best bet of the weekend.
Beavers -11.
That's got 54%. It's running
away
with it.
Hard not to pick the Beaver one there. I'll play the game and do a different answer. I don't know why I feel this way. I'm buying into the Washington one.
And the Washington one. That's a low 11% saying Washington.
Penix is coming back for this game.
He is.
Yeah.
I also saw they gave the Joe Moore Award. So Washington won the Joe Moore Award last year, I believe. They gave it to Kalen DeBoer.
He was the coach.
Shouldn't it go to the program, though?
No. Because it's going to be on the coach's resume.
Okay. I thought that was like a... Shouldn't that
was
be in like the
team? Was he the O-line coach? I thought it went to the O-line coach.
So I just saw this from Cole Kubelik, who works for ESPN.
I think it's a team thing.
He presented and was like... He was in Alabama because he's calling the Alabama game this weekend.
He was the coach of the Washington. Do you have a problem with this?
I don't know. I thought the trophy stuck with the team. It says 2024 or 2020, whatever, 2023, three. Washington Huskies. Yikes. Shouldn't that be in the Husky football facility? It was their
Maybe
offensive
line. Maybe
he'll
give line. It to them, but he was the coach.
I don't know. I thought that was weird. Interesting.
Also, it was a national game. You give a big award on a national stage.
Yeah.
You're going to give it to Washington against Northwestern?
I mean, if he won the national championship last year, he doesn't take that trophy with him to Alabama. It's a part of the team facility.
But he wouldn't have been presented with a national championship trophy.
No, he would have already got it. I just thought that was interesting. If I were a Husky fan, I'd be like, really?
I would say to you, get that point, in Mont Lake? If you would have made me like guess, I would have guessed that it was a team presented award.
Throw it in one of your, you know, trophy cases in the facility, and look at that. We won the Joe Moore Award last year.
I'd be shocked if DeBoer didn't give that to Washington.
I would imagine he does too. All right, there you go. There's our final preview. Who are you rooting for? We'll answer that poll question coming up at the end of the show. Final thoughts on the Oregon Michigan State game that is tonight. Let's break the line. We're gonna have to go quick.
Spraying the line,
brought to you by Canada. Even they would take a sprague pick over swag coming to them.
Canada loves me.
Double cum.
Yeah,
that's usually what you aim for.
It is. Do it again. Spraying the line, brought to you by food. That's all I learned. I guess there are worse answers than a sprague pick.
I'm so hungry right now.
Nice little scoop play there.
Stomach has just been growling for 45 minutes.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Political Ads. You should place all these bets because Sprague has always been fighting for the middle class.
He's been doing it. That's all I care about is the middle class.
Is anybody fighting for gambling on college sports? Because they'll get my vote if they are. Is that candidate out there? Sprague and Line brought to you by the tradition of beating Jonathan Smith. Go Ducks. Sprague and Line brought to you by Sprague betting on the Beavs when they lose to Colorado State.
Oh. I picked against him in our big peepees.
Yeah, you did. I'll never forget when you guys went there with Gary Anderson in game one and lost at Colorado State.
I finished Hood to Coast. Me and Crawford went and watched at Seaside Brewery, and we were devastated. It was like, oh, we're not just going to lose. We suck.
That was not good. And then it all
And then
downhill.
I went to the USC game 4 weeks later.
You did.
And they got their asses handed to him, and he quit.
Yeah.
He straight quit.
Spraying the line brought to you by Dak Prescott.
Yeah, here we go.
With another unfortunate Sprague pick. Spraying the line brought to you by 1-800-GAMBLER. Denial isn't just a river in Egypt. Give us a call, Sprague. We're waiting. Spraying the line brought to you by Hey Dirt. I used to shove you in the locker in middle school. Who knew your payback would be losing my money on your terrible betting advice?
You used to get shoved in the lockers?
I did not get shoved in the lockers, no.
Were you a shove people in the locker person?
No comment. Spraying the line brought to you by Sprague's new Velcro Skechers and elastic jeans combined with his newfound battery collection. His transition to old man will officially be complete.
It's so sweet.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Swag's excitement to enter Canada, the only thing more disturbing than Sprague's gambling logic.
Canada loves me when I come.
One more in here. Sprague and Line brought to you by J.D. Vance. Sprague also thought the rules were we weren't going to fact check his picks. Well done.
Hey, you don't check my
record. Hey, you don't do that on me. Here's how we did last week, folks. Swag and I 2-1, Sprague 1-2. I hit on the Ravens, -2.5 Sunday Night Football, and the Jags, +6.5 against the Texans. Lost on the Steelers. Sprague, you hit on the Cardinals commies over a 50.
Yes, I did.
Had a tough beat in the Falcons game, and the Seahawks did not cover against the Lions.
Pardon the language. I know some youngsters are skipping school for the Duck game, but that Falcon-Saint line just kicked me right in the nuts.
That one hurt. And Swag hit on Rutgers Friday night, lost on Oregon in the 25.5 against UCLA, and then hit on the Panthers-Bengals over a 47. So, season standings now stand at you and Swag tied in first place at 6-9.
Look at us. We're 69 guys.
You're 69.
We can get to 500 this week.
3-0 week away from 500, and my 2-1 weekend has brought my impressive record up to 5-10 now on the season. Only one game.
33%.
On your heels. Swag, season standings, first pick is yours.
All right, we will start late Saturday night riding on the woke train.
Yeah.
They're getting 10.5. Miami, if anything, always seems to play close games, finding a way to keep their opponents in it. The trick will be if Mendoza cannot throw the inopportune interception, but I believe the hard-hitting Cal Bears will force a couple of fumbles.
All right.
And be able to keep it close. I have 10.5 right now.
Yep.
I will take the 10.5.
10.5. Okay, Sprague, first pick.
I'm a little concerned about Buffalo's defense on the road at Houston. They lost Taylor Rapp last week. We know they've been banged up on that side of the ball. Look, they played about as poorly as you could. They had opportunities, but they could not execute against Baltimore. I think this is a good bounce-back spot for their offense to play better. But I think their defense is a little open here for Houston to kind of move the ball around offensively. I'm going to play the over. I think this is a 27-24 type of game. Buffalo scores points. Houston gets off the schneid a little bit, looks good. I'm going to go 27-24 type of outcome. I'm taking the over of 47.5 in Buffalo Houston.
Yeah, Buffalo Houston. My first pick, I'm going to go early Sunday morning to London. Hello, governor. And look, I don't care. It doesn't make sense. Too many people in the public like it. At what point are we going to actually acknowledge that Minnesota's a good team and they're beating good teams week after week after week? I think the Jets are a bit of a dumpster fire. Mm-hmm. Minnesota's got a great defense. They're laying less than 3. They just got to win by a field goal.
It's a 2, yeah.
Two. And so I'm all over Minnesota. My favorite bet of the weekend, Vikings -2.
Well, we'll move this along. I don't know how you can pass that up. I don't know what the Jets offer to make you think
defense.
That this is going to be
defense.
Yeah, and we've seen Minnesota be able to handle good defenses. So, no.
Okay.
No, I think we're underestimating how good the Vikings defense is.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going on.
Who?
Vegas.
Who's underestimating?
With a
Vegas.
2-point line?
Two. Should be 7.5.
Okay, guys.
Should be 7.5.
How many dumb England games have we watched
9.5. Should be 10. Double digits.
And how many times does the undefeated team eventually lose a game and you go, oh, that's the game they lost? Like, I'm not saying you're
not
wrong.
Not the Vikings. They're going undefeated.
I like that you're going bad boys for life here. Will Smith,
yes.
Martin Lawrence thing. But the idea that the Jets can't win this is kind of funny to me.
They can't. It's
every
impossible.
Week we do this.
It's impossible.
Okay.
Guaranteed right. Win.
Beat the books. I am going to go with a line I've liked since it opened. It actually dropped rather quickly. Kansas City's a good team. We know this. They're hosting Monday Night Football this week. I also think the Saints are good-ish. They've lost 2 in a row. They lost a heartbreaker last weekend. Kansas City's winning, but Kansas City's not blowing people out. I like the Saints getting 5.5. I'm taking Saints +5.5 Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football. I'm going to continue on Sunday, a game that we talked about, and a team we talked about a few segments ago in the pressure cooker. I think the Cardinals suck, and I think the real Cardinals are starting to show up week in and week out. Kicked myself all week. I love the Niners laying the big wood against New England last week. They ended up blowing them out. It was like 20-0 halfway through the first quarter, it felt like.
The big wood's still in here?
The big wood is still in here. I'm laying the wood. San Francisco -7.5. I was hoping it would get sub a touchdown this week, but it hasn't because people are smart and they're gambling on the Niners, and I think they're finding their groove. Cardinals suck. Give me Niners -7.5 against Arizona.
I'll stick in the NFL. I don't know if you've noticed, but the Rams have the worst rushing defense in all of the NFL. How healthy Jordan Love is, I don't think is relevant. If Malik Willis has to come in and they run the football, that's perfectly good. They are just a field goal underdog. That will probably end up being a Packers home game.
Yeah.
Into a certain respect, down there at LA, I will lay the 3. I like the Packers on the road.
Okay.
I'm going to do the dumbest thing I could possibly do. I mean, I did gamble on the Giants a couple weeks ago, and they should have won that game. Kicker. I'm going to take a team everybody's abandoned. I've not lost the locker room is usually quote for I've lost the locker room. Apologies here, but we get weird on Sprague and Line.
Yeah, we do. They won me a bet last
Jags
week.
Jags are off the schneid this week. Jags -2.5 against the Colts. And my best hope is that I see that report. Anthony Richardson scheduled to start. That's if right. It's Flacco, I am terrified.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take the Jags to get off the schneid at home -2.5.
Well, you think gambling on the Jags is dumb. Here's my last pick of the day. Let's see if I can top it. I think Miami's toast. I think they're done. I think the locker room is quit. Their quarterback play is the worst it's been in the end. I mean, just horrible. New England's terrible, too, but they're at home in this game. It's essentially a pick-em. You're telling me New England can't beat Miami. They can't even beat Mayo Boy at home, and Mayo Boy doesn't even play. New England wins this game 10-8, I'll go, or 10-7, and they cover the 1.5. Give me New England -1.5 at home against Miami. On Sunday, Spreading the Line, brought to you by Softy, the only thing Dirt likes less than Brandon's picks.
Wow.
Spreading the Line, brought to you by delicious 3-egg omelets. Yeah, I said it just to make you
God.
We're hungry.
So hungry.
Recap of the picks quickly. I am on the Vikings -2 Sunday in London. The Niners -7.5 against the Cardinals. Pats -1.5 against the Dolphins. All favorites. What could go wrong? Sprague likes the Bills. Texans over 47.5. Saints +5.5 Monday night. And the Jags -2.5 against the Colts. And Swag is on the woke train Saturday night. Cal +10.5 against Miami. Minnesota in London against the Jets -2. And the Packers -3 at the Rams. Let's close it up. Answer the poll questions. Final thoughts on Friday Night Lights. Wrap it up next on The Fam. There you go. Fist bumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. One of our listeners said, this is why everybody clowns your picks. I mean, I don't blame you. They're not great picks.
Wait, which ones?
I don't know. Maybe Patriots pick, maybe the Jags pick. I don't know. I mean, I'm 5-10. You should be clowning my picks. I'm not having a very good year. One of our P1s said, I'm going to fade all of Dirt's picks this weekend. I mean, you're going to go 3-0 probably. I got no hope, man. I thought a 2-1 weekend
Monday
would revitalize me a little bit.
Hockey sniffing Dirt. I'm back. I'm the best here. And now Friday, he is a mess.
When you're 3-9 in the first month of the season, there's not a lot of confidence. So the taste of a 2-1 weekend was good, and the confidence disappeared.
The
so.
Thing I struggle with that segment is we only do three picks, and I like six games.
Oh, I'm going to gamble half the damn board this weekend. I mean, you know, come on. Steelers -2.5. How are we not all on that game? Well,
love
Cowboys.
That was it. Was
can't
that
stop
the
run. What are we doing?
It was that or the Jags. And come Monday, the Steelers will have won by 20, and the Jags will have lost to the Colts. And I'll be like, hey, look at me. I chose right.
I've made a lot of bad picks this year. New England probably the worst one. So hopefully
I disagree with that.
Make me look stupid.
I disagree with
you
that.
You think I've had worse picks this year?
Yeah, I don't know who it is, but New England just to win the game against a really bad Miami team is not like some controversially awful opinion.
You're damn right. They're going to win outright this weekend. It's going to be great. They're going to blow them out.
The only one you guys have that I don't really root against you guys unless we're going against each other, the Viking one is looming. And I've been looking at that all week, and I'm also like, I love the Vikings. And I'm like, but everybody seems to love the Vikings.
It's one of the most popular bets in the NFL by the public this weekend. No doubt about it. Yeah. And I fully acknowledge it. They're probably going to lose. I'm taking that bait, man. The Jets are dysfunctional. Is it a cadence problem? Robert Saleh's going to get fired. Like, dude.
You sound like a guy that's with the toxic girlfriend and you know she's toxic.
Oh, I totally know it. It's okay. It's great in bed, man.
Damn, she's hot.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see here.
I saw your clothes. She threw them
away. She threw them around. God, we had fun.
Now we get to go shopping together.
Beaver fans, you have to pick one. Who are you rooting for? This was infiltrated by other fan bases. 64% said Oregon. Best bet of the weekend. 54% of you say Oregon State -11.
By the way, I'm sorry on the poll question. I didn't have the fourth down chainsaw option.
Yeah, no.
Sorry about that. That would be a good one.
What is the better troll for Oregon tonight? Sappington taking it in. 55% over Oregon playing the Oregon State fight song. What is the biggest headline on Monday?
Oh, I always forget this.
Did we nail it last week? I can't remember. I did, and I said Ty get rolled, so that didn't happen.
I don't remember.
No,
I
totally missed it last weekend. Yeah. I had the Bills steamrolled.
Better to be
that's
coke.
Right. Bills steamrolled the Ravens. That's right. That was yours.
Better be coke than woke.
Coke's better than woke. Okay, that's solid. Top headline swag?
I don't have a good feel for this.
Don't have a good feel for this weekend? Confidence is running high all over the show right now.
I always forget we do this, so I'm always pressed. I got to remember this.
I'm going to go row the boat. Why not? Row the boat.
You hate USC.
I do hate USC. That'll do it for us. Good little show. If you missed it, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Dirt and Spragan, at 1080thefan. Have a great football Friday, everybody. Enjoy all the football pregame. Down in Eugene, we'll start here in a couple hours, 2 o'clock. Isaac Katsuka on earlier than normal. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Colin is next. Listen to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.